something very important is the story we talked about here, Frank poo-pooed it many months ago, many weeks ago, when in Loudoun County, Virginia, a student was accosted, sexually assaulted by a male who was privileged to go into female facilities because he wore a skirt. Well, today that student was convicted, found guilty of several sexual offenses. He still faces additional charges from a different school where he did similar activities. And this was, why is this a story? It happens, first of all, it happens daily in schools across the country, number one. Not making light of it, but the difference here was, you're in a woke community, allegedly, where you had a superintendent of schools who failed to acknowledge that it ever happened or ever occurred. You had a school board that would not listen to the father who was seeking redress or some kind of assistance. And you had a sheriff's department, apparently, that went along with the rest of the crowd and said, well, we can't, you know, nothing. Well, the vindication is definitely here for the father and the family. Now, that girl would probably never be the same, obviously. And there'll be years of therapy and things such as that. We just wish her the best. But it couldn't have happened, see, if we hadn't gone with this silliness. And it is silliness. It's the attempt to please the minority at the distress of the majority. There is no one that I know other than myself who are for minority rights, as long as they are sensible and not silly. Because we have taken something which is a psychological problem from very few students, or very few people, in fact, and turned it into a national crisis and movement to the detriment of what I consider as people, normal people. Now, I know that's going to break your heart if you're in this mode and you say, oh, Tim just called everybody else normal. That means I must not be normal. Well, normal would mean that what you would think would be the most moral, you know, I'm trying to think of a compass here that makes you normal. But when you get away from science, remember, this is the big air quotes thing about wokeness and the leftness. We don't follow the science. Well, I'm following the science. And I understand that there, you know, that there are people that are affected in their mental status that makes them think or do things differently. And I don't equate this with doing something wrong as much as it is not consistent with the norm. Well, I think our society has lost their minds, wherein we take a situation of abnormalcy and make it normal, and that we just discourage producing and protecting everyone else. Now, the mere fact that this young man, who may or may not think he's a young woman, can do what he wants as far as, you know, if he wants to dress fine, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I do have a problem, but I'm not going to object to it. But when it comes down to the loss of protection in bathroom facilities, that's where I draw the line. I don't think that anyone who wants to change gender should be stopped from doing that. It's their right if they wish to do so. But it is not their right to infringe that on people who choose not to. What do I mean? I'm thinking about you go to a ball game. You go to Grove Stadium. It's a nice, beautiful park in Frederick City. It's a ballpark. And a good time can be had by all. But under current standards, when you let your young children go to the restroom, you don't know who's going to be in there with them. And I'm not saying that people that are transgendered are more apt to break the law. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it creates the potential. And why do we allow the potential to be created? I don't know that that's a smart thing to do. I mean, this problem may not have ever happened if we didn't have such broken rules regarding the protection of male and female. I said it, unfortunately, and I predicted it, and it's come true. It will come true more. And I just want to protect children. And even the transgender child I want to protect. But I do not want to put that transgendered person where they could be hurt or hurt someone else. Now, the schools have gone wacky on this. They have to. And this is, when they say this, it bothers me. We have to provide. No, you don't. For the 8 hours or 7 hours that someone is in school, you have a bathroom for each sex, period. That's just the way it is. But no, we want to, we don't want to be considered homophobic nonsense people. I just want to protect people. Is that asking too much? And the answer is absolutely not. Again, you didn't hear me say a negative thing about a person who chooses to be gender fluid or transgendered. But you did hear me say something about protecting those who are not. End of sentence. Now, because Loudoun County has taken the approach they have, once again, we look to the children to lead us, allegedly. Many students in Loudoun County cut classes, left school, walked out in protest, demanding safer school environments, knowing that this was allowed to happen. And then, in my opinion, only it was covered up. And it should not have been. I agree that the school superintendent, with what he has done and said, I think he deserves to resign immediately. Not that he doubted, but that he denied. The sooner that he's gone, the better. And all of these wonderful people who sit on the school boards in Loudoun County, I hope you go to confession tonight for what you did to this father who was trying to get justice for his daughter. And that's what I've got to say about that. Vindicated again. By the truth and by the science. 301-694-9363. I don't know if anybody is paying attention to this terrible murder that happened on the movie set with Alex Baldwin. I think this would be handled so much more out of the press if it were not for the personality of Alex Baldwin. I think he is a person who causes people to form opinions about his behaviors. And I think it's terrible what happened to him. He has now, on the rest of his life, on his conscience, the fact that he took someone's life.